football coach of the Vermilion Sailors, as Coach gets ready to open up the 2021 season along with all the other coaches. And how many years now, Coach, for you as head coach at Vermilion?
Head coach will be fourth year, starting my fourth year.
All right. And you guys made some real strides last year. I know you had some momentum at the end of 2020. How important was that to win some of those games late in the season to get you going in for this year?
Oh, I think it was huge for us. So with our senior class that we lost last year, to get them rewarded for the work that they put in, and then also to show that the upcoming seniors and the rest of the program how the work does actually have some benefits at the end of this thing. It's just not a thing that we're just banging our heads against the wall and not getting anywhere.
Numbers-wise, did some of that momentum help in that regard? More kids coming out this summer? How did that work out?
There is the major question that we're still trying to figure out.
Gotcha.
We're status quo pretty much in our numbers. We had 38 last year with 13 seniors. It's more of a youth movement now. We've got 37 with 14 freshmen.
Oh, wow.
So one would think that that would have helped us a little bit. We're still trying to figure out and scratch our heads a little bit why it's not there. But the guys we have, they're working hard, and that the real key ingredient though is the what we lost. We have 99% back from last year's team, so it's not like we haven't lost anybody. We just haven't been able to get that fringe guy in the hallway said, "Hey, stick, come on back out for football."
So do in-house expectations kind of go up as a result of that? As you mentioned, you get a good chunk of what you had last year back, obviously the key parts of that. Again, do expectations sort of go up this year as a result?
Yes, as coaches, our expectations are always going up. When we look at what we're practicing with, though, we've got to kind of understand the youth movement that's happening. So we've got some inexperience to work with. But I also think in the key positions, we've got enough experience where those guys can lead the younger guys and tell them where they need to be and, sure. and what's going to be expected of them.
Coach, now that you guys have been in the SBC a little while, are the kids used to it? Are you guys as coaches getting used to that? And how do you kind of see yourself settling in now that it's not brand new to you? I imagine now you know your opponents, they know you. How much does that help in the overall process?
I believe it helps a lot. The kids are getting used to them so, and what the expectations are, and also kind of what other programs are doing and what to expect from other programs. How this team is disciplined as we go against them, and there's not a week off in the SBC.
No, definitely not. And I kind of wanted to ask you about your schedule next. If I'm not mistaken, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 4 straight road games in the middle of the season there, Coach. That's battle-tested right there, huh?
Yeah, that's one of those things. I mean, last year's COVID thing was just, you know, the Wild Wild West free-for-all at the end, trying to schedule what you could. But we had the luxury of being able to, with only a 5-team Bay League, to get some other games, and we were working pretty hard to get these other games on the schedule. It kind of turned out with that 4-game road trip, so I think the month of September, grass gets to grow in the field a little bit more.
Coach, you open up with the Margaret Polar Bears out of the SBC, but they would be in a different division.
Yeah, they're in the River Division.
Okay, so one of those deals where it's across Division I. Talk about opening the season at home with the Polar Bears.
Always open at home is always great for us. That'll be our senior night, so we will honor everybody there. Hopefully we'll have the nice weather early in the season.
good move.
But, you know, Margaretta comes in as a strong program. I think it'll be a nice test for us. You know, similar numbers, but hardworking kids, they're going to be well coached, and it could be a nice test for us.
Okay, are they new to the schedule?
They are.
Okay,
they were supposed to have been last year's, but with the schedule fluctuation, so we got them this year, next year.
Okay, and then you're going to have a couple of Lorain County teams. You're going to have Columbia, which I know is new for you guys,
yes.
And then you have your rival, obviously, in Fireland. So the beginning of the season, sort of before you get into SBC play, I would think your kids have to be excited about that.
They are. I mean, we got some new teams, Margaretta and Columbia, on this, and then, of course, you got the rival with Firelands. So, yeah, they're getting real excited for the schedule and see where we're going to be with that.
Tell us a little bit about the team, offensively, defensively. What can Sailor fans expect this year, Coach?
Offensively, we have our quarterback, Ben Reaney, back for his third year. So with him being the leader that he is and knowing the offense, we can keep things moving.
Sure.
I think we're going to see same spread type offense, trying to move the ball a little bit. Our running game is yet to be determined, so we got a scrimmage tomorrow night and get those going. Defensively, we'll be running more of a 3-3 defense, so it'll be a little bit different. The kids kind of are excited and are kind of bought into this new defense that we're running, so it's really kind of fun to watch them buy into this.
Well, so they're excited about it. Are they picking it up okay? Because I know you mentioned some inexperience, so I'm sure trying to implement some new things can be difficult when
we as coaches have had to do the learning curve in terms of our expectations with them, but they are picking it up.
Good.
And, you know, obviously the more reps you get, the better you're going to get at these things, but they're picking it up pretty well.
Good.
Have you set team goals? Do you guys discuss that publicly? Is that something in-house?
It's more of an in-house deal.
Okay.
We talk with the seniors about what they want and where they want to be, and then we talk with the juniors where they want, and then we're going to post those in our locker room. A majority of the deal comes with meeting our goals. We've got three goal boards in our locker room, offensively, defensively, and special teams. And it's not like, oh, I want to win state, I want to do all this. These guys kind of have more of a grounded approach to this stuff. We want to hit a majority of our goals. They understand that if you're getting a majority of your goals, you're putting yourself in a position to win the game.
And obviously you want to make goals that are attainable. You don't want them so crazy that, you know, 1 or 2 weeks into the year, you can't hit them. And
correct.
What's the point?
Correct. And I kind of guided them a little bit when they were sat down. We talked about them. I said, let's make sure we can measure these things. And they were pretty receptive to it, and they picked up on it pretty well.
Now, I know you were an assistant before you became the head coach, and obviously you've been in Vermilion for a long time. But having that, this is your fourth year, so that means every kid that's playing for you now, you've been their head coach.
Correct.
So
correct.
How much does that help now that I think you've brought stability to the program, where you've kind of gone through some coaches over the years, and now you're in your fourth year, and all these kids know you as the head coach. They don't know anyone else is the Sailor head coach. How much does that help?
I think it helps a lot, and especially with the seniors, our six seniors, they can say, they know where my demeanor is going to be. They know what I'm going to say a lot of times, so they can kind of help the other guys along in terms of, hey, this is going to happen. We need to be prepared for this. Or, you know, we hit the wall during two-a-days. How are we going to get through this thing? So I think, you know, obviously stability is always a good thing. And I think these seniors have really got into it.
Being in 2021, you get fans back in the stands. I got to imagine you and your guys got to be excited about that, having the sidelines at Vermilion rocking again in the fall.
Oh, we're absolutely excited about that. I mean, it seemed like we might have got a few more fans during COVID. I'm not sure, but the fans are awesome. Our student section is really, really great with their themes and everything they do, and they're very supportive. So we're really anxious to have them back in the stands.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, looking at the schedule, Coach, I know that we have you. Oh, let's see now. We got you, Stream 2, Week 3, over at Firelands. That should be a good one there.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe that's all we got you for right now. But always, you know, as Rob knows, Weeks 9 and 10, always open. We could see some Sailor football there. But excited for another season of Sailor football. And honestly, Coach, excited to see you guys take another step forward. I really think that'll happen for you guys this year.
Oh, thank you very much. We're excited to get this thing underway this year, too.
Sounds good. Well, thank you, Coach, for your time. We appreciate you coming out.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.